I would like to ask a very simple question that you may have thought of and hopefully provide an answer. I love this idea. It's powerful for me, and I'm hoping that it is powerful for you. To me, it goes beyond the Haggadah. The question is very simple. You have had many Siddurim in your life. You're going to have many more, Amir Tzashem. Kadesh, Urchatz. We finally get to the end of the Haggadah. Hallel, Nirtzah. And if you haven't yet realized or haven't yet paid attention, Hallel is divided on Pesach night. The first two Mizmorim of Hallel are said at the end of Magid. The first two Mizmorim are said at the end of Magid, Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalid. They are said that recited over the second cup of Magid, and the rest of Hallel is recited over the fourth cup, what we call Hallel. And tonight we just want to explore why. Why is Hallel divided? That's the question. In order to answer that question, we're going to take a detour. Oh, thank you. Maybe we can put it over there. Anybody who comes... Oh, thank you. You should have a source sheet, one page, two sides. In order to answer that question, I want to ask another question. We are between Purim and Pesach, and so I want to share a question and an answer related to Purim, very briefly, and then hopefully that'll help us with Pesach. The top of the source sheet, it's kind of small, but the top of the source sheet is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yadalad Amun Aleph, about why we do not say Hallel on Purim. I'm just going to say them out loud because of time. The Gemara gives three answers why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Answer number one is because all of the miracles of Purim occurred in Chutz La'aretz. And we don't say Hallel in Chutz La'aretz. That is an answer that itself deserves its own shiur and the ramifications of that answer. We're not going to deal with that tonight. What did I say?
About Pesach.
Oh, the Gemara asked the question that Jackie just asked. What about Pesach? Pesach also happened to Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara said, up until Bnei Israel entered Israel, we could say Hallel for miracles in Chutz La'aretz. Sukkot, Shavuot, Pesach. But once we entered Israel, only Hallel for miracles that occur in Israel. Good. That is answer number one. Answer number three, I know how to count, I just skipped two for a moment. Answer number three is that we don't say Hallel because after the Purim story was all finished, we were still slaves, we still are, so to speak, slaves of Ahasuerus. And it's not a complete simcha, we can't say Hallel. Neither of those answers are for our topic tonight, but both of them are very powerful and important. I want to focus on the second answer. The second answer is the second arrow on the Gemara there. And the Gemara says, Kriata zo Halela. Reading the Megillah is Hallel. The second answer is, you do say Hallel. But you don't say the Hallel the way you and I recognize it. Malicha Hayam. We don't say that. We don't say that. Nine, 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 nine. We don't say that. We say Megillah. And so the second question, which doesn't sound connected to the first question, is, what kind of Hallel did you and I say on Purim? That's no Hallel. I know what Hallel is, and Megillah is no Hallel. And yet the Gemara is happy. Kriyata Zohilela, we say Hallel by reading the Megillah, and that's our question. But our first question that we ask tonight is the question that I want to focus on, and that is, why do we split Hallel on Pesach night? The first two Mizmorim we say in Magid, the last Mizmorim we say, it's the last four we say on Hallel. in other words, in the Hallel section of the Seder. That is our question. Those are our questions. In order to give us an idea of why we split, I'd like you to either open up your Tanakh to beginning with Kuf Yud Gimel, or open up your Haggadah and open up to the two sections where we say Hallel. You with me? So Kuf Yud Gimel is where we start saying Hallel, and we say Hallel at the end of Magid, and we say Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalid, and then Kuf Tet Vav, Kuf Tet Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, and Kuf Yud Chet, we say at the end of Hallel, in other words, at Hallel of the Seder night. So either open up, what?
We don't say the first two then?
We say the first two in Magid, the last four in Hallel. My question is why? So either open up a Tanakh or open up your Haggadah, and here we go.
Which one?
We're going
to...
Kuf Yud Gimel is where Hallel begins. There is, if you pay attention, there is a fundamental difference between Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalid, and Kuf Tet Vav, Kuf Tet Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Chet. Take a look for a minute. Kuf Yud Gimel, the first two Mizmorim of Hallel, you'll notice, focus exclusively on thanksgiving, on Shevach, gratitude, Halleluka, Hallelu Abdei Hashem, Hallelu Atshem Hashem, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, Muhulal Shem Hashem. Just like Magid, Hallel of Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet discusses the events which occurred in the past, but still is connected with our destiny. We were a downtrodden nation. Hashem bent down, as it were, lifted us up. Suddenly we were raised to a high level of freedom. Lo shivi im nedivim im nedivei amo, moshivi akeret habayit. That is Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet. Unadulterated praise, unadulterated thanksgiving, shevach, gratitude to Hashem. Keep looking, though, in Hallel. In Kuf Tet Vav and till the end of Hallel, things get a little bit more complicated. There is definitely thanksgiving. There is definitely praise. There is definitely shevach. There is definitely gratitude. But all of that is blended with something else. With bakasha. With need. I am in need. Take a look, there's many examples, but as your eyes are skimming through the prakim that you've said so many times, you'll start paying attention to it. You'll see. So for example, take a look in the very beginning of Kuf Tet Vav. Right after the complete freedom and recognition of God after Yetziat Mitzrayim, the very next mizmor that says, Lama yomru hagoyim ayeinai Elohim. We say, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem et koli tachanunai, ki hita ozno li uvyomai ekra, followed immediately in Pasuk Gimel, I'm in Kuf Tet Zayin, in Pasuk Gimel of, Afafuni chevle mavet. Afafuni means I've been surrounded by pains of death. Umtzarei she'ol mitzauni, tzarav yagon emtza. This is not Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet. This is, thank you, but I'm in real pain, I'm in real need. Keep going. Kuf Yud Chet. Hodu Lashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo, yomar na Yisrael ki le'olam chasdo, yomru na Beit Aron ki le'olam chasdo, yomru na Yirei Hashem ki le'olam chasdo. Pasuk hey? Min ha-meitzar karati ka anani ba-merchav ka. What do you mean ha-meitzar? Hodu Lashem ki tov. Min ha-meitzar. Take a look at Pasuk Zayin. Hashem li bi'ozrai v'ani ere v'sonai tov lachasot b'Hashem in Pasuk Chet. Miptoach ba'adam tov lachasot b'Hashem mitoach b'indivim Kuf Yud Chet Yud Kol goyim sevavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. I'll cut them down b'shem Hashem, but I'm surrounded by enemies. The most powerful, perhaps, we don't pay attention to it so much because the way we daven, the way we sing, the way we break up the words, Zeh hayom asah Hashem. Nagila v'nismach avo. The next pasuk. Ana Hashem Oshiana. What does that mean? What does that mean? So what we're noticing, guys, is that we've got the two first mizmorim. Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Tet Vav. I'm sorry, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet only have praise. I kept saying it before. Unadulterated Shevach. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But the last four mizmorim that we say at the end of the Seder at Hallel, we say thank you. Zeh Yom Asah Hashem. But blended, part and parcel, Ana Hashem Oshiana. And so we started the evening by asking the question, why do we split Hallel? It may be better to ask the rest of the year, why do we combine Hallel? And what kind of Hallel is thank you, I need? You're amazing, I'm about to die. This is the best day of my life, this is the worst day of my life. Why? What kind of Hallel is that? On Pesach itself, forget the Seder for a second. Thank you, Hashem, however. On Sukkot, Hanukkah, you're amazing, I need more. So rather than ask the question, why do we split, which we'll come back to, we first have to ask the question of why do we ever combine them. Hallel should be Kuv Yud Gimel, Kuv Yud Dalet, and that's the end of Hallel. There's many mizmorim that say, I need you, Hashem. Anytime I'm in trouble, I turn to Tehillim. I understand that. But Hallel? That doesn't seem to make sense. Why would Hallel have that? So Rabbi Soloveitchik says something sweeter than honey. Rabbi Soloveitchik says the following about Hallel, why Hallel is normally put together. It shouldn't be put together. Rabbi Soloveitchik says that really, in Judaism, in Torah, in life, there really is no such thing as unadulterated praise and unadulterated thanksgiving. There's no such thing. Man is always vulnerable, and we can never be completely secure. And even when I say thank you, I have to combine that with I still need you. There's no such thing as saying thank you, see you later. Thank you is part and parcel of I need you. If I take a 60-second tangent, but I'm not going to read it inside because I think a lot of you know this already, but this is in the middle of the source sheets. If you've never seen the words inside, you should spend time to do this. It's a fundamental machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether davening is min haTorah or midrabanan. You remember this machloket? Some of you know it. Here it is inside. It's the same idea. The Rambam, as you see in Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Hey, the Rambam said it is a mitzvah at least once a day to daven. Mitzvah min haTorah, he lists it. It's one 613th of the whole Torah. How many times to daven? Not min haTorah. What to say? Not min haTorah. When to say it? Not min haTorah. But to daven once a day? Min haTorah. The Ramban, as you probably know, disagrees. The Ramban says, absolutely not true. I can see, says the Ramban, somebody sometimes having a mitzvah min haTorah to daven if they are be'eit tzara. But a person on a regular day, everything's fine, woke up, went to work, went home, went to sleep, had food, had shelter, had safety. No reason to daven min haTorah, min haTorah. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his so beautiful way, says that there really is no machloket. How many of you have heard this idea before? Oh, wow, so I'm going to slow down a little bit, because this is, I thought everyone knew it. This is a keeper. This is a keeper. I would recommend writing in permanent ink for this. Recommend writing in permanent ink. So we hear the machloket? The machloket says, the Rambam min haTorah once a day, every day. Even if you woke up and went to work and came home and were safe and were secure and your car worked and your body worked and your family worked and your house worked, still, once a day you got a daven. Min haTorah, the Ramban says, no. Chas v'shalom, there's a war? minatora. Chas v'shalom, a person is very poor, be'et sara minatora. But a regular day, no mitzvah minatora. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there is no machloket. Everybody holds that there's a mitzvah minatora to daven when you are be'et sara. But the Rambam holds that what? Every day you're Eitzara. Every day you're Eitzara. What do you mean a regular day? There's no such thing as a regular day. You were fine this morning? Who says you were fine? Chalila v'chas, this close to God forbid, who knows what? You and I have seen with our own eyes this year and previous years how life is upside down, turned upside down in a split second. We are always be'Eitzara. That idea of tefillah is very similar to this idea of Hallel in general. We are always Beit Saras. There's really no such thing as me saying thank you purely. Hallel is by definition things are really tough, but I trust you, Hashem. That makes sense why the Megillah is a form of Hallel. That makes sense why we, you and I did say Hallel on Purim. We didn't sing, nine, 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 pitchuli. We didn't sing that. But we said Hallel. Things were really tough, but we davened and you saved us, and I trust in you, God. That's how Rabbi Soloveitchik could explain the Gemara. We did say Hallel. It was just called Megillah, according to that second answer. That explains the Rambam and the Ramban. That explains the Rambam, we're Be'et Sara. That explains why Hallel all year round is said combined Shevach with Bakasha. Hold on one second. Shevach with Bakasha. Hold on one more second. A few more seconds, actually. Oh, thank you. Take a look at the bottom of your page. A very important Rav Yitzchak Huttner. Rav Yitzchak Huttner from Yeshivat Chai in Berlin in Pachad Yitzchak on Hanukkah. But it's relevant to us today. Line, I'm not going to read the whole thing here, unfortunately. But says the Pachad Yitzchak, you already know that the word lehodot, tov lehodot, lashem lehodot, has two meanings which seem completely unrelated to each other. Lehodot means to express gratitude. But it also means to admit. If you come to me and say, you owe me $100, and I say, ani modeh, I'm not saying I thank you, I am saying, I admit, I agree. It's called hoda'at bal din, I admit that I owe you the money. Says Rav Huttner, the underlined on line 4, it is human nature for somebody to want to be independent. That perhaps, this is me adding it, is one of the nisyonot of the man. Lema'an anasenu hayelech betorati im lo. Hashem gives me the man to test me. Will I follow the Torah? Hashem giving me every single thing I need. I don't want every single thing I need. I want to be independent. I don't want to owe you, God. I like being independent. It's very hard. But Ubisha'a, line 6, Ubisha'a she'adam mebia. When at the moment that a person expresses et hakarat tovato lachavero v'notein lo toda, and the very minute that you say to your friend, thank you, biota sha'a, line 7, yesh kan hoda'at baldin, ki bapam hazot, omnam, lo alta biyado vahaya alav lishtamesh betovato shel chavero. When I say thank you, I am admitting that I could not have done it without you. When I hakarat hatov, gratitude to Hashem, by definition, it's the same word, it's not two definitions, it's one definition. When you lend me money and I say thank you, I am also admitting that I couldn't get the money myself. I needed you. And the bottom line you see on line 9, V'alachat kama v'kama shekachu ainyan b'vein adam lamakom. When I say thank you to Hashem, When I say thank you to Hashem, it's not just thank you. It's I admit that I need you. I can't do it by myself. And so that is why all year round, Hallel is combined. I am in trouble. I need you. I can't do it by myself. I am happy. I am grateful. But I am completely not able to do it myself. And I'm completely unable to do it without you, Hashem. And that is, at the top of the second page, that is the idea behind a Gemara in Brachot. Again, Baruch Hashem, we're pressed for time. I'm not going to read it inside, but I am going to read the last line inside. The Gemara says that we have a machloket between the Tanakhama, top of the page, on page 2, we have a machloket between the Tanakhama and Ben Azai about what tefillah to say when I go, this is Rabbi Soloveitchik quoting this now, what tefillah to say when I go into a dangerous city. So Tanakhama says, I make two brachot. One bracha is when I go into the city and I get there safely. And one bracha when I leave the city. Says Ben Azai, and this I'm going to read inside. See the second arrow in the Gemara? Hanichnas lakrach mitpalel shtayim, achat b'knisato v'achat b'tziyato. Ben Azai Omer, it's right under the arrow. Arba. If I go to a dangerous town, I make four brachot. Shtayim b'knisato, which is, I say a bracha to get there safely. When I get there safely, I make a bracha, thank you for getting me there safely. Then, you just learned this. Then, Ushtaim b'yitziyato, and another two when I leave. So before I go in, Hashem, please get me there safely. Two, thank you Hashem for getting me there safely. Three, Hashem, get me out of here safely. Four, thank you for getting me out safely. And here are the words, Notain hoda'a al she'avar v'tso'ek al ha'atid. Notain hoda'a al she'avar. I do say thank you, but so ek al ha'atid. I'm not done. I cry out for the future. This notain hoda'a al she'avar v'tso ek al ha'atid is why we say Hallel together. The whole Hallel on Hanukkah, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, other days of the year. That makes sense. I have Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I have the rest of Hallel, thank you, but I need you. I'm grateful, but I'm desperate. Because life is that way. Life is precarious. Life itself is ephemeral. And I know that and recognize that without God. However, everything we said is true all year round, except one night a year. One night a year, we are allowed to forget about the future. We are allowed to forget So'ek al ha'atid for a brief moment. Notain hoda'a al she'avar, period. See if you can guess what night of the year that is. Some of you have two nights like that. Pesach. Pesach Seder. Chayav adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza memitzrayim. V'igarta levincha bayom ahu. That is a night of pure, unadulterated gratitude, period. Nothing else. And so I say, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, stop. No more I need you. No more I'm in trouble. No more I'm surrounded by people who are trying to kill me. No more Ana Hashem Oshiana. Pure, unadulterated, thank you, end of story. And that is at the climax of Magid. I am there. I left Mitzrayim. I walked through the Yam Suf. Hallel. Hallel it is. I am nothing else. pure, so to speak, once a year, some of you twice a year. Thank you, gratitude, shevach, period. And then, as the night goes on, as we begin looking forward, what comes after Hallel? Nirtzah. Nirtzah is a full, forward-looking Mashiach, Chevle Mashiach, Ikvada de Mashiacha, forward-looking, we fall back into what we always do. Oh, there is a future. I was really there, but I'm back to being a human, so to speak. I'm back to being needy, and I say that part of Hallel that includes both Shevach, don't get me wrong, I'm incredibly grateful, Notein Hoda'a al Shavar, Tzoeik al Atid. And that is the difference between the second cup, which is total gratitude, and the fourth cup, which is merged, it's tefillah merged with Hallel. We don't only praise, we also request. It's a shout of joy, and it's a shout of pain together, as we do the whole year round. This is related, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not positive, that Rav Mirsky says the following idea in his Haggadah. Give me a couple more minutes, ladies. I think it's worth it. Two more minutes. And this is as follows. Go back to your source sheet in the middle of the second side. So you see how it says Haggadah Shel Pesach? You can make a note. You see how it says Lefikach Anachnu? That is the very end of Magid. At the very end of Magid. Right before Hallel that we just talked about, the two Kuvigil Kuvidalid, Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim Lehodot Lehallel Leshabeach Lefaer Leromeim Lehadir. Do you see any cries? Do you see any need? Hotzianu Me'adut Lechayrut Me'agon LeSimcha Me'Evel LeYom Tov U'Me'Afela LeOra LeOr Gadol U'Mishibud LeGeula. V'nomar lefanav. You sing that song? Shira Chadasha. Okay, my family does. V'nomar lefanav Shira Chadasha. Hallelukah. Hallel of Kuf Yud Gimel Kuf Yud Dalid. At the end of Hallel, we then say Baruch Atah Hashem, etc. And at the end of that bracha, we say V'nodelecha al Shir Chadash. And many mefarshim say, "Oops." There's a mistake. Is Shira masculine or feminine? That happens to be throughout Tanakh, it's both. But you gotta be consistent. So it should either say, V'nomar lefanav Shira Chadasha, Hallel, and then V'nodelecha Shira Chadasha. Or it should have said, and there are some who change the girsa, V'nomar lefanav Shir Chadash, Halleluka, two prakim of Hallel, and then V'nodelecha Shir Chadash. You can't have both. And Rabbi Soloveitchik would say, I don't believe he says it, but I think he would say, and I'm pretty sure Mirsky says it in his Agyoni Halacha, that it makes absolute perfect sense. It's not a mistake. It's exactly correct. Look at the next source down. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nikeva Chutz Mishira Dilatid Dilashon Zachar. Oh! Shira is feminine, except for the Shira of the future. Shira de la Atid is Lashon Zachar. Now I get it. When I'm talking about the Shira of the Haggadah of Magid, V'nodelecha, I'm sorry, up on top there, Lefikach anachnu chayavim lehodot lehallel leshabeach, pure praise, just Shevach, nothing else, the climax of Magid, the two prakim of Hallel. Of course it's going to be V'nomar lefanav Shira Chadasha. It's feminine. It's backwards looking. Pure thank you. There's no future looking. There's no V'tzoeik al Hatid. However, what happens as soon as Hallel, those two prakim of Hallel are over? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Ga'alanu Ga'al Tavotzeinu Mitzrayim V'gi'anu L'Laila Hazeh L'Echol Bo Matzah U'Maror. Wait a minute. Second line. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Melech Avotzeinu. We need you still, God. Yagi'enu lemoadim l'gim acherim abayim l'ikratenu l'shalom. I still need you, Hashem. Smechim b'vinyan yirecha v'sasim b'avoratecha. V'nochal sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Ashu yagi'a damam al-kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. Oh, you're talking future? You still need God? V'tzo'ek al ha'atir? That's Lashon Zachar. V'nodelecha shir chadash. Is that not gorgeous? Gorgeous. One more point is the bottom of the page. One more point you can't go without quoting the Kutzker Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern. You can't go without quoting this Gemara. I'm going to be done in 2 minutes, God willing. I'm sorry I'm going a little over. I normally don't. But just one last thing. Here we go. Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Pat Bisalo. Anybody, literally it means anybody who has bread in their basket, which is an expression everywhere to mean you're fine. Bread in your basket, you and I would say, it means food in your cupboard, cabinet. It means food in your refrigerator. It means money in the bank. It means clothes in your closet. Anybody who has that, this is a keeper. This is a keeper. This is a capital K keeper. It's beautiful. And it's not mine, so I can say that easily. Call me Sheish Lo Pat Bisalo. If anybody who's got bread in their basket, anybody who has everything, they're fine. They're healthy. They have food in their refrigerator. They've got clothes in their closets. The Omer, and the person says, Ma ochal lemachar. I'm in line 3 now. And a person says, Oy vey, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino ela miktane amana. This person is of little faith. If you have food in your refrigerator and you say, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Little faith. Now the pashut pshat of this Gemara that everyone understands, when I first learned it, I also understood it like this, is of course not the way the Kutzker Rebbe understands it. The pashut pshat is, you're fine. You've got money in the bank and you're going to say, what am I going to do tomorrow? How dare you? Hashem has taken care of you until now. That's bad. I got food in the refrigerator. We throw out food. We come from a country. All of us come from a country, except for this one, where we have so much drinking water, we have fountains to spit out the extra water. And what do we do when we get there? We take our extra money that we've already used to buy everything we could possibly have and throw it into the water, the drinking water. And if we have any extra food left over, we give it to the ducks. So that's where we come from. And you say, where's God? Sorry. That's Tanei Amana, okay? The Kutzker Rebbe Kedarko Bakodesh. I'm so excited. The Kutzker Rebbe Kedarko Bakodesh says the exact opposite based on what we've said so far today. We said that normally we've got Notein Hoda'a al She'avar V'tzoeik al Atid. Halal is normally combined. Pesach night, it's usually divided because we have Magid, pure thanks. The rest of the Seder night, looking forward, and we still need you. Kol min sheyesh lo pat besalo v'omer ma ochal lemachar eino ela miktanei amana, says the Kutzker Rebbe the following. Now, he doesn't give a mashal, but I'm going to give a quick mashal to explain. It's not his mashal, but I hope it'll explain. Chas v'shalom, if there was a bear running around in this room. A bear running around. And upstairs, chas v'shalom, is a lion. Both very dangerous. Okay? If there's a bear running around here, what are we going to be doing? I'll be the first one to yell, oh my gosh, there's a bear, right? What if somebody with a bear running around causing havoc, someone yelled, oh my gosh, there's a lion upstairs? What would you say? Forget about the lion, let's survive the bear. Yes? Says the Kutzker Rebbe. Kol mi sheyesh pat besalo. Whoever has bread in his basket, whoever has clothes in her closet, and food in the refrigerator, and says, I'm done worrying about today. I'll move on to tomorrow. We say, what are you talking about? You still have to worry about today.
When was the last time you checked your bank account? When was the last time you checked your refrigerator?
5 minutes ago? Not soon enough. Who says life is so precarious? Who says that everything's going to be fine? Forget about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the lion upstairs. First worry about the bear. Your job is now, and now, and now, and now to say, notain hoda'a al shavar v'toik al atid. You're worried about the bear? I'm sorry, you're worried about the lion upstairs? You're about tomorrow? Forget tomorrow. Keep worrying about today. It's the opposite of what we said. I said, don't worry. I said, oh yes, you're not worrying about the right thing. And that idea, perhaps, is what Hallel is on Purim, the Megillah. And that is perhaps why we split Hallel on Pesach night. And perhaps this helps us throughout the year in our relationship with God, but it also helps us on Pesach night. We're reaching a climax. I am so there that I am even allowed to break the rules and just plain notain hoda al shavar. But that doesn't last very long. And as soon as Hallel is over and I start looking forward, then we say v'node lecha shir chadash. We all of a sudden start looking forward and we get to Barech, of course, Hallel, which is forward-looking, Nirtzah. And we dive into Hashem just like He took care of us then, and Hashem took care of us until this very moment. We dive in that He also take care of us now and now and in the future. Have a good night, everybody.